said that dreams come true. Never live down here with me and you. All the lies that we believe, all the dreams that we could see, forgotten long ago. My heels are hitting
I guess we start over. Technology, folks, got to be smarter than it. Anyways, welcome to episode number 5 of The Introvert Musician, to open mic or not to open mic. So, as I was saying, as with everything, there's not going to be a uniform answer for this. It's going to be kind of an as for what your goals are. What I can say is that I rarely play open mics anymore. They are very time consuming. I've got a wife and a kid that I don't get to spend as much time with as I would like to, just due to work reasons. There's also a temptation to waste money if I'm having an open mic. Because generally when you do those, it's something you do every week. You're going to kind of build your community of other musicians, and it just becomes a thing. And if you're in your place in life that you can do that, that's not exactly a problem. Like I said, for me, I just don't find any value in them on the average. However, there are reasons to do them or not to do them. I wanted to start with like reasons to do an open mic. So, one of the biggest reasons that you may find a need to do an open mic is that some places actually use them as a test. So you may have to go, especially jam nights are very, very particular about this. We'll kind of get into a little bit of that later. But you may have to show up and play one so that whoever does the booking can actually say, hey, you're good at this or you're not good at that. And then you might actually get a gig out of it. There have actually been places where being a regular there helped build a relationship with a location that eventually that did turn into, you know, a valuable thing. On the whole, that has not been my experience. But one of the good things that open mics actually are really useful for is if you're in the need to find other musicians. So say you're trying to put together a band and you want to find some like-minded people to do all that with. That is a good place for it. Generally, jam nights will probably be a better thing. Like if you're a performer yourself and you want to go and sit in with other guys. So if you're a solo performer and say you're a vocalist and you don't actually perform, open mics are a really, really good place to go because you can find people that clearly already perform by themselves for the sake of putting together a duo, which is a good place to start for a lot of people, especially since this is the introvert musician. You're probably going to be somebody who is less than inclined to do things by yourself just because it is pretty nerve-wracking. There's a little bit more room for error when you're playing with other people. But going to open mics can be a good place, a valuable place to see that. Jam nights, if you're looking for like actual musicians, I'm personally not a fan of jam nights because they have a tendency to attract people that just want to go and play blues music. And well, that's fine and dandy for some people. It's not really my thing. Another reason that some people may choose to go to open mics is that you need to build up confidence. And say you're new to performing and you really want to branch out and get past that point where you can, you know, you're doing fine playing for your friends. Perhaps you're a college student and you've done the dorm room circuit, which is kind of how I started out. And you want to get in front of some strangers. It's a pretty welcoming environment and it is a good place to start to get your feet wet. Very, very rarely will you have a situation where people at the venue are going to be assholes to you because, you know, they know what it was like starting out. But it is very valuable for that. The fourth reason that I'll come up with that I think is probably, it's a reason some people will choose to do it. I do not think it is the greatest reason to do it, but you have people that go to test out a new idea. So this is more if you're an original player than if you're, you know, trying to find work as like a guy doing covers. If you want to test out a new song, I think you're probably better off going to like a Songwriters in the Round or a Songwriter Showcase or something like that. I know we have a bunch of them here in the Cleveland area that people do, and they seem to do well. It's not really my scene. I do original music, but for me, it's just I'll record it in my basement and then I'll put it up on the internet, and if people like it, they like it. If they don't, they don't. That's just how my style works out to be. I'm not planning on being the world's greatest songwriter. I'm not going to go out and spend a ton of time wood shopping and working on it. Now, those are some of the reasons why you may want to do an open mic. Now, if you... there are reasons not to. One of the biggest ones, it can be a drain on the wallet. Because typically when you get into the open mic scene, there's some people that do these every night. And literally, you're going to go, you might get... You'll definitely get a few drinks. And you may do dinner while you're there, depending on how your system is set up. That can be real taxing. you can drink, even drinking PBR, if you're going out drinking every night, that tends to add up in the old pocketbook. Can also add up in the liver. I've seen a lot of people that was their way of life, and it definitely affected them on the, that side of front. I've got a wife and a kid, so that's just not been my scene. Now, the other reason I'll tell you, this is going to be maybe not the most controversial reason, but it is a reason that I think is important to not go and do open mics. If you think that you're going to go and you're going to gain an audience, the likelihood of that is slim to none. In general, the people that you're going to find out doing open mics are going to be other musicians and perhaps club owners. And by club owners, I just mean the people that own the place that you're at. Now, very, very rarely there'll be some well-attended one. And those are actually more likely to be, like I said earlier, the songwriter showcases where people go to hear songwriters. There are people that really, really get into that whole thing. I've not personally understood it, but it is something that some people like to go to. They just want to hear whatever the hot newness is. But if you want to, like I say, do what I do, where I'm a cover artist. You know, I make my money performing covers for people because it's a skill I have and people will pay me to do it. You're not going to really pull in a bunch of people doing that. You might one or two over the course of a year. At least this is, I'm speaking entirely from personal experience on this, that I've just never, it's not a broadcasting, it doesn't broadcast you loud enough. I think you're better off if you want to try and pull people in, getting on Facebook Live off your personal page, sending it out to a couple places, asking people to share it, and then maybe you're picking up friends of friends and whatnot, and that'll get out. But yeah, if your only idea is, oh man, I want to go out and I got to play everywhere and people can see me and then they'll come see me play live, you're going to be playing to other musicians, and those other musicians are going to end up playing shows the nights you're playing shows for all intents and purposes. So, let's see here. Yeah, that would probably be the biggest thing that I feel people get, they understand it erroneously. The big thing to take away is that you really need to understand what your motivations for wanting to do an open mic are. As with anything in music, you really need to understand your goals before you can decide if anything's worthwhile to do. Kind of to recap, if you reasons to play an open mic, there's a test, like that's how you get into a place and that can lead to a gig. You want to meet other players, you want to work out a new idea. And I said, with that, Songwriter in the Round or Songwriter Showcases are way better for it. And if the biggest reason to do an open mic is if for some reason you need to build up confidence, they're really good for that because it's going to be a very supportive environment in most cases. And it will be a stepping stone out of, say, playing for people you know to playing to strangers. To recap, reasons not to, because you're poor and it's a waste of money. And to gain an audience, because that's just not going to happen. Anyways, this has been episode number 5 to open mic or not to open mic of the Introvert Musician Podcast. I'm Nikki P. You can find me at theintrovertmusician.com or right here on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. I've got some places out there. If you want to get a hold of me, it's Nikki P at theintrovertmusician.com. Anyways, have a good one.